Welcome to the Marietta Daily Journal podcast. Today is Friday, October 15th, and it's World Mammography Day.
I wear the color pink on the field for the rest of my career. To all the survivors and the ones that's going through it, we will continue this fight against breast cancer.
I'm Dan Ratcliffe, and here are today's top stories presented by Johnson & Alday, attorneys at law. Panelists blasted the education sales tax referendum at Mableton Forum. Powder Springs City Council talked about plans for a new city government center. The Marietta Aldi building is taking shape along Cobb Parkway. Dwayne Green holds the fundraising edge in the race for a Powder Springs Council seat. Atlanta has highest homicide rate during COVID. And finally, daytime closures of Acres Mill Bridge, I-75 HOV ramp to Acres Mill happened yesterday.
Everyone loves a winner when they're in your corner. With over 40 years of experience, Johnson & Alday can help you win in a variety of scenarios. Whether it's an auto accident, slip and fall, dog bite, or anything in between, Johnson & Alday can help you win. And here's the best part. They are so confident in their detailed process that they won't charge you a dime until your recovery for an injury claim has been secured. Visit them online at johnsonallday.com or call 678-785-9595 to get started.
Better equipment and supplies for your children.
Yeah, in a dream world, we have a very tight budget to do what she's asking. We'd have to raise taxes.
Raise way too high as they are.
It's your children's future.
Oh, yeah, that's children, right. Children yes. are important.
It'll cost you.
When they head to the polls in the next couple of weeks, a group of South Cobb parents and educators might vote to reject the billion-dollar education sales tax known as EdSplost 6. They said at a virtual forum hosted Tuesday night by the Mableton Improvement Coalition. During the forum, Greg Teague, the head of Croy Engineering and upcoming Cobb Chamber of Commerce chairman, found himself on the defensive as the lone panelist who consistently spoke in favor of the referendum. Four other panelists felt otherwise. They feel the Cobb School Board is not a good steward of taxpayer money. The vote is premature, and the list of projects the tax would fund doesn't go far enough in correcting for past underinvestment in the area, which has historically had the largest portion of non-white residents in the county, they argued. The election is November 2nd, but early voting began Monday. If approved, the referendum would take effect January 2024, right after the current education SPLOST ends. EdSplost 6 would run 5 years through the end of 2028. Among the projects on the list are a new elementary school in South Cobb, a rebuild of the main Sprayberry High School building in East Cobb, and a second career academy. Powder Springs Mayor Al Thurman has made the redevelopment of the South Cobb City's sleepy downtown a fixture of his tenure in office. Among his hopes for the transformation is that construction of a new government center fronting the city square will be finished before his current term expires in 2 years. City government leaders met with firms Spratlin & Son and Crofton Associates Wednesday to discuss next steps for turning its old municipal courthouse on Jackson Way into a one-stop municipal headquarters. When finished, the expanded building would be home to both the courthouse and city council, among other government offices. The impetus for the expansion of the existing building comes after the city sold the property on which City Hall previously sat earlier this year. Wednesday's meeting was intended as more of a conceptual discussion rather than a brass tacks design review, but among the other features council members wanted to see were greater flexibility for indoor meeting rooms and a brighter, more welcoming atrium.
Aldi salmon for the win. What?
Friends don't let friends pay too much for groceries.
The approximately 20,000 square foot building that will soon be an Aldi grocery store is beginning to take shape on Cobb Parkway across the road from the Marietta Diner. A coming soon sign hung along the roadway Wednesday afternoon at 249 Cobb Parkway, where Cobb's seventh Aldi will open. The store will be accessible from Cobb Parkway and from the rear on Fry's Gin Road. The nearest Aldi location to the new store is on Roswell Road in the Eastlake Shopping Center. There's also an Aldi in Mableton, in Cumberland, and in Kennesaw. The German grocery company announced in February that it plans to open about 100 new stores in the U.S. in 2021. The chain currently has more than 2,000 stores in the U.S. If you're looking for something fun and family-friendly to do this weekend, the Marietta History Museum may have you covered. Here's community reporter J.P. Edwards with the story.
The Marietta Museum of History will be hosting its monthly pop-in event on Saturday from 10:30 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. Pop-ins provide children and their families the opportunity to interact with the museum through themed activities and crafts. This pop-in event will have crafts and activities geared toward various cultures in Cobb County. Currently, these will be make and take, so families may enjoy them at home while the museum adheres to current health guidelines. The crafts are included with admission, which is $5 per person with a family cap of $20. Current temporary exhibits at the museum include Votes for Women, A Portrait of Persistence, which is organized by the Smithsonian Institution Traveling Exhibition Service in collaboration with the National Portrait Gallery. This project receives support from the Smithsonian American Women's History Initiative. For more information, visit MariettaHistory.org. I'm J.P. Edwards for the Marietta Daily Journal podcast.
And it's not a propane emergency. It's a why aren't you voting emergency. Why aren't you voting?
Because my candidate's handshake had no character.
Of the three Powder Springs City Council seats on the ballot this year, only one incumbent, Ward 3's Nancy Farmer, is facing a challenger. Her opponent, Dwayne Green, a funeral home operator, holds a slight fundraising edge in the race with a few weeks until the election. That's per disclosure reports filed at the end of September. Both Farmer and Green are putting their own cash into their campaigns, with Farmer loaning herself $1,360 to date and receiving no contributions. Green has loaned himself $1,800, with another $400 coming from individual contributions. Both candidates' expenditures have gone almost exclusively to printed materials, yard signs, door hangers, and banners, along with the city's $360 qualifying fee. That leaves Farmer and Green with $388 and $522 on hand, respectively. Meanwhile, council members Doris Dawkins and Henry Lust are both running for re-election as well, but did not draw opponents and submitted affidavits stating they had raised less than $2,500. You deserve better than your bank. Better service, better rates, better solutions. If you live or work in Cobb County, now is the perfect time to make the switch to the Credit Union of Georgia, the better way to bank. Since 1960, Credit Union of Georgia has been providing Northwest Georgia with financial solutions that make sense for your home, business, and family. As a homegrown, not-for-profit cooperative, our members are our mission. Not only will you get the best loan rates, you'll get personalized customer service from people who understand your needs. Plus, Credit Union of Georgia provides real convenience with a network of more than 30,000 accessible ATMs and branch locations across the country. Of course, there's also 5 locations right here in Cobb County. Ready to see how much better your banking can be with Credit Union of Georgia? Become a member today or apply for a loan online by visiting www.cuofga.org. Credit Union of Georgia, the better way to bank.
Engineered Solutions is your locally owned and operated commercial and residential foundation company that specializes in foundation repair, basement waterproofing, and crawl space encapsulation.
I'm consumer investigator Dale Cardwell. I've done the research already, so you don't have to.
6, 7, 8, Atlanta's homicide rate during the coronavirus pandemic increased more than 50 other major American cities, according to a new survey by the personal finance website WalletHub. WalletHub compared the 50 cities based on homicides per capita in the third quarter of this year, last year, and 2019. Data from the study is also based, in some cases, on preliminary police department crime statistics. Here are the top 10 cities with the most increases in homicide. 1 was Atlanta, 2 Memphis, Tennessee, 3 Chicago, 4 New Orleans, 5 Baltimore, 6 Indianapolis, tied for 7th Washington, D.C. and Detroit, 9th Louisville, Kentucky, and 10th Columbus, Ohio. In some places, more general uncertainty and fear caused by the pandemic is leading toward criminal activity. In other places, it may be police fear of doing their job because of the heightened scrutiny. Georgia DOT and Cobb County temporarily closed the I-75 HOV ramp to the Acres Mill Road exit and the Acres Mill Road Bridge at I-75 in Cobb County on Thursday. These temporary closures were related to the imminent start of the I-75 at Acres Mill Road New Express Lanes Access Ramps construction project, which will provide new access to the I-75-I-575 Northwest Corridor from Acres Mill Road. During this closure, the general purpose ramp from I-75 to Acres Mill was still open to traffic. When you have experienced the loss of a loved one, you can trust Carmichael Funeral Home to guide you through the arrangements necessary to create a meaningful ceremony that celebrates the unique life being honored. At Carmichael Funeral Homes in Smyrna and Marietta, our staff is committed to providing your family with the highest quality care and service in your time of need. In addition, we take pride in our responsibility to lighten your burden as you take the first steps toward healing. No matter what your choice, we believe in lives lived well. Please contact us with any questions regarding your pre-arrangement requests. At Carmichael Funeral Homes in Smyrna and Marietta, individual attention, providing support to the community, healing lives and grieving hearts, and celebrating lives well lived are our privilege to help. Contact us today or visit us online at carmichaelfuneralhomes.com. Celebrating memories you'll always cherish. Carmichael Funeral Homes.
I'm Glenn Drake, owner of Drake Realty and a local realtor for over 28 years in Cobb County. Cobb has always been a special place to me. I've lived here, raised children here, and built a business here. Right now, many of you have a dream to buy or sell or use real estate as a means of investing. Call the team that knows the lay of the land, Drake Realty, turning dreams into reality since 1991. Visit us online at drakerealty.com.
Thanks for listening to the Marietta Daily Journal podcast. Add us to your Alexa Flash briefing or your Google Home briefing, and be sure to like, follow, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. This podcast is a production of BG Ad Group. Darren Sutherland, executive producer. Jeremy Powell, creative director. Jacob Sutherland, director. Producers Jason Gentarola and Matt Golden. And Kezia May, copywriter. All rights reserved.